Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. They say justice is supposed to go on in D.C., but we don't know how much justice is going on. That's questionable.
Without a doubt, there's a lot of blind justice, and I would definitely question impartial at its best, you know, being far from it.
You said blind justice because on the justice card, the imagery is a blindfolded figure holding scales and a sword sitting between two pillars. Now, the justice card, like we said, is masculine Venus. It's air. It's cardinal. And justice is the 11 card in the deck. 11 points to discord, offense, and deceit. Now, the justice card keywords are equilibrium, fairness, legality, balance. Justice card upright is fairness and impartiality, detached objectivity, human-made justice, not divine, the laws of man, not the laws of nature, separation of consciousness, the curtain. Ethical decisions involving others. Discord that reveals hidden offense. The painful truth that exposes comfortable deceit. Core insight for the justice card is blind to tradition. The blindfold means blind to social status, blind to historical precedent, blind to how things has just always been. Blind to comfort. Only weighing the scales. What is fair now? The numerology 11, discord, offense, deceit, reveals justice's mechanism. Perhaps it is through the discord and offense of being deceived that the wheel of fortune turns, bringing karma to all parties involved. Justice doesn't just reveal imbalance. The discord it creates by exposing offense and deceit is the very thing that sets karma in motion. The painful truth that shatters the comfortable lies becomes the trigger for the wheel to keep turning. Reverse. What is not fair will not feel fair. It points to chauvinism, aggression, blind enthusiasm, and the cause that can bring harm to others.
That justice card doesn't necessarily care about tradition. And also justice doesn't necessarily care about comfort. Justice really only cares about balance. And looking at that tarot card, justice is blindfolded for a reason, so that it is blind to history and blind to status and blind to hierarchy and blind to fear. Justice, represented by the scales as depicted in that card, actually weighs only one thing. What is fair right now, currently, with all of the facts presented in front of you? And here's the uncomfortable truth. Justice often feels cruel to those benefiting from the old system. With that numerology of 11, it reveals how justice works through discord and offense and exposure. Truth disrupts. Truth can destabilize. But that disruption is what turns the Wheel of Fortune, which is another tarot card.
Now we're about to add another layer. You know, tarot, I always say, comfort is a great feeling, but it's a terrible place for growth.
So true.
And you also have a saying that's kind of equivalent to that, about some grass.
Oh, yes. When I tell people the grass isn't always greener on the other side, the grass is greener where you water it.
Now the question is, do people have access to water?
Also, think about grass growing. You get into photosynthesis with the sun, which is warmth. So I could also question, do people have warmth, or are they cold? Which is going to be an impediment to growth if you're cold. And if you're warmth, it's going to...
Everything dies in winter. Now, we brought up two cards. We brought up the Hierophant, and we brought up the Justice card, right? Now, what is those two energies trying to intermingle together? What's that like? The Hierophant, remember, the Hierophant like loves comfort. Taurus wants to stay in what feels good, what's familiar, what's worked before. And when trying to do this, this creates stagnation in relationships, resistance to change in society, clinging to tradition, even when it causes harm. But justice demands discomfort for growth. Libra doesn't care about comfort. Justice only cares about balance, even when achieving balance can create pain. Now, how do we connect? Think about how do we connect comfort and the Hierophant with justice and Libra? Well, we said that the Hierophant points to traditions. And traditions, they all start off with good intentions. Shared values. It provides structure you spoke about. Stability you spoke about. That's the Hierophant upright. But over time, these traditions calcify into hierarchies, right? The person who started, now they get more people. Kind of like, kind of like a pyramid scheme.
Also known as multi-level marketing, MLM.
So
that's a bunch of people placing blind faith or trust in their leader with a pyramid scheme.
Ooh. And with pyramids, you got some people on the top and others beneath. Some people like being bottom, but anyway. Higher.
Some people prefer being on top also.
Hierarchies create social injustice, right? Power imbalance, oppression, inequality. Justice has to intervene. Blind to tradition, only seeing the imbalance that needs correction. So hopefully y'all can see where this tension is. The Hierophant creates the structure. And over time turns them into hierarchies. And justice must come in and break them up. That's why justice has the sword. Why does justice must be blind? Because the only way justice can prevail is to be blind. Justice cannot let the hierophant's world influence her judgment. She must be blind. Comfort, but it's safe. It feels safe around here. Tradition, but we've always done it this way. Status, but they're the important, they're the elites. We can't go there. And fear, change is scary. The devil I know is better than the devil I don't know. Is that true? Otherwise, she's just enforcing the old order and not weighing true fairness.
The big conflict with all of this is with the Hierophant and Justice is that comfort can feel good and safe and secure, but that comfort can also stop growth and expansion. The Hierophant, representing the Taurus, wants preservation, talking about tradition and structure and values. But the Justice, representing Libra, is going to demand evolution with fairness and equity. And as you had said, traditions start off for the most part with good intentions, with providing protection. And over time, they create hierarchies, and hierarchies eventually create injustice. When that happens, justice has to intervene, and justice cannot negotiate with comfortability. So there's the inherent conflict or struggle.
You know what I just heard you, in a way, explain?
What's that?
The Godfather movie. Because if you think about organized crime, why did they say they started it? To protect, right? The neighborhood. But over time, that protection created hierarchies. And then, over time, it created a Godfather. Then over time, justice had to come in blindly, so to say, and bring people to justice. But in the beginning, it all started off in a good place.
You know what corrupted the tradition of organized crime?
Greed.
Correct. Very good.
Which would be connected to Venus.
Money. Value.
A Taurus.
And that greed and desire for money is created a toxic environment and polluted the minds and morals of the hierarchy that was initially formed on tradition with neighborhoods in mind and protection and stability within those areas of occupation with different nationalities. And good old greed reared its ugly head and really caused a very big divide with a lot of people, a lot of families as well. And that's what it's about today. Organized crime's all about money today. All the values have shifted and changed from what it was 100 years ago.
Lucky Luciano would be spinning in his grave right now.
That he would. That he would.
All right. Moving on, we're about to add another layer. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.